Good morning, Admin Mastermind and Teach Better Family. Thank you so much for joining this recap. If you see on the screen, I've got the phenomenal Danny Bauer with me, and he was our special guest this morning. And Danny, it was a rich and exciting conversation as we were really looking at the fundamentals of self-care. And man, you brought so much value to the conversation. So first off, thank you so much for not only joining the Admin Mastermind conversation, but then also joining for the recap.
Yeah, absolutely, Joshua. It's always an honor to join the Teach Better crew. It's a good group, right? And we're talking about an important aspect of our life and leadership in terms of fundamentals of self-care. So what an honor. Thank you.
Yeah. So we kind of started the conversation of just talking about some previous sessions within the last month and talking about just mental health, the importance of that, but then also protecting different things in regards to not only position, but home life as far as stress. And there were a lot of things that were brought up this morning as far as things that were implemented based on those sessions. And then also you had talked about some things that people need to think about. So I didn't know if you had some takeaways from at least the beginning of our conversation in regards to, you know, really focusing on ourselves.
You know, we made some distinctions between what's called self-care, but we like to think that it's district care, you know, and I sort of draw a line. It's like, I don't think it's a school district's job to figure out what's going to make you feel better or feel great. And I think that's just transferring the ownership and responsibility to somebody else, but it's yours. Mm-hmm. It's yours to take control of. You know, my favorite book of all time is called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And you would think that the book has the answer, like, what's the meaning of life? But he said, you know, Victor says, like, that's the question to ask, but it's for you, the reader, to answer. You know, maybe there's some frameworks and ways to think about it that he or I or whatever can share. But ultimately, it's for you to answer. So it's really about taking radical ownership over your own life and development. And I think unconsciously, we sort of just give that away, give away power. A lot of times. And I'm not sure why that happens, but I was there to just tell the crew, listen, like you can do it, right? You're worth it. You know, you don't need to feel guilty about taking care of yourself either. And then provided a framework that I call a ruckus maker mindset tool in terms of how they can think through self-care. And, you know, I did a longer riff on the fundamentals, but they're eating, sleeping, moving, meditating, unplugging, right? And if you wanted to add two more, it would be exposure to sunlight and quality of relationships, right? Connections with friends and family. But essentially what I had everybody do, just like take stock of where you're at right now. One is terrible. Five is amazing for all those areas, eating, sleeping, moving, meditating, unplugging, sunlight and relationships. And then in 90 days, where do you want to be, right? So pick another number. And what is the next smallest step, right? In terms of improve in each area. So it seemed that that was resonating with people a bit. We talked about taking more time off. You have sick days and mental health days and personal days. But again, there's this educator guilt like, oh, you know, I can't leave. Sometimes that's a systemic, you know, there's a pressure there, spoken or unspoken. And then there's that feeling too, you know, your colleague Katie brought up, well, if I leave, right, there's more email, more referrals waiting for me. Well, the work is always there. That was part of my point in dealing with reality as it is. And if you just get super good and efficient at processing email and referrals, you just create more emails and referrals. Because, you know, imagine that. So how do you start to get comfortable with the tension that is work is always there? Stress to some level, always there, right? And if that's the case, that because I think the unrealistic expectation is if I just email a little bit faster and, you know, deal with referrals a little bit quicker, that one day I think the assertion is that I can then rest, right? Or maybe I get a reward, you know, the district says, wait, stop everything, Joshua. Played in his inbox. It's done, right?
I've done it.
Press release is going out. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think is going to happen if you achieve that thing? And so, and if it's not that, you know, I'm being silly, but if it's not that you finally get to rest, obviously you're not going to get an award. That'd be hilarious if you get an award. If you get an award for that, your district sucks, by the way. But if it's that I could finally relax, okay, that'll never happen. But maybe the other expectation is I could finally get to the things I can never get to. Your priorities are just mixed up. So instead of putting all your effort in to efficiently, you know, clearing out your inbox or dealing with referrals, I'm not saying ignore it. I'm saying just, we talked about 80-20 too, and what creates the most value for your campus. Get to the thing right now that you never get to, and then get to the other stuff, right? Because I guess, what kind of stress would you rather have? It's a choice. There's edges. You gotta make choices as leaders. That's what you signed up for. And so would you rather have the stress of, oh, I know there's some emails and referrals I need to get to, or, oh, I need to set up that system. We were talking about setting up a system so I can take a day off and everything doesn't break and crumble, you know? Which stress would you rather? I'd rather have the stress that I need to deal with this system, build this thing, build the capacity of my team so I can take the time off. And, you know, like I said, the emails, referrals will always be there.
Yeah. So Danny, you had talked about the 80-20 strategy. I think this was brought up by Chad Ostrowski first in regards to Chad running. And just that connection to admin, and you spoke on it too. And I would love for you just to share out just what that strategy looks like in regards to not running specifically, but just how that translates over to leadership and administration.
Right. 80-20 is also called the Pareto principle. And essentially, like, 20% of your inputs create 80% of your outputs, right? And most people don't realize that. They equate all the things from email to building the system to doing X, Y, and Z as equal, and they're not equal. And so what you have to realize is that 20% of your effort is going to create 80% of the results, you know, for better or worse, right? You go off diet and eat 20% garbage, you're going to create 80% more fat, you know, like that's just how it works. But in the case of school, you know, the parents, students, and staff that give you the biggest headaches, it's probably a small group that create the biggest headaches. But the same thing, like, you know, in terms of, let's say, student achievement, probably the kids that are achieving at the highest level and doing the best things on campus, that's a small group too. I'm not saying all kids don't do great things. I'm saying that, you know, a small group creates, you know, the most results. Same thing. And the way I broke it down in terms of running better leaders, better schools, I have multiple channels. Like, this is a channel right now, you know, and I'm giving you my very special morning time, as you know, Joshua, but that's because I love you. But for me, like, if thank you. If it's this, if it's email, social media, you know, sending out news, print newsletters, books, all this kind of stuff, if I could only choose one channel to create the most value for ruckus makers and influence school leaders at the highest level, it'd be the podcast. The podcast has the highest reach. So hopefully that principle makes sense to whoever's watching the stream live or the recording. But yes, everything is not created equal. There's some things that create, you know, the most value within your work. You know, I don't know if you need other examples. I'm happy to give more, but hopefully that principle is making a little bit of sense.
Yeah, I think it does. And I want to touch on something that you alluded to with your creative time, because I love this piece that you had broken down into three segments of, you know, what you do, which is like focus days, buffer days, and break days. Obviously, you were given permission for folks to take some time off, and, you know, you provided some reasons why it's so important, and how we don't even go to the doctor, or we don't go and, you know, take care of our family sometimes when we need to. You know, we might have sick kids and we're like, no, we have to go to work and we have to, you know, be there 100% of the time. And God forbid if I take a half day, right? So I loved your breakdown and how you kind of look at how you divide up your time. So if you wouldn't mind sharing those three components, I think that would be extremely helpful for our listeners and those who are watching on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, shout out Dan Sullivan, shout out Strategic Coach. You know, this is their idea. And, you know, what I'm modeling is what I want ruckus makers and leaders to do. You know, people come and work with me, private coaching, or join the Ruckus Maker Mastermind. And I say, you know, don't join any program if the leader is not getting coached or mentored himself, right? Yeah. So one program, I'm involved in a few, but one that I really enjoy is called Strategic Coach. And they taught me to break up my time that way, right? So focus days, they have the whole thing called unique ability, but let's just call it your superpower. You might call it your zone of genius, but really, like, what are your top strengths? And so your focus days, you are doing that. You are operating out of your strengths 100% of the time. Now, the way I'm built, I kind of mix up focus time in the morning where I'm doing, you know, what only I can do. And then the second type of day, which I put in the afternoons instead of a full day, that's your buffer time. And so buffer time is all the stuff where you're operating outside of your strengths, but it needs to get done. This is where you do email. This is where you do referrals. For me, this is where I do email. I don't have any referrals, but I might send invoices. It's all the administrative stuff, right? Sure. Maybe things around data as well. But basically my superpower is teaching, telling stories, coaching, that kind of thing. And then the most important, you know, is the free day. And so as an entrepreneur, my experience and context of that is going to be different than your viewer here who's in a local school, but you do have personal days, sick days, and that kind of thing. And maybe you think about it too, just like, where are there breaks within my day to have lunch, to have some white mm-hmm. space, maybe to go for a walk around campus, and that kind of thing. But the free days, you know, that's time totally disconnected from your work. And the thing that I mentioned, you know, with the mastermind that coach taught me was that the more free days I take, the more money I would make from a business perspective, which is one way to measure success, you know, in business sense. And that has proved to be true. And I joked around with the group, I didn't double, triple prices to make more money, right? I actually didn't create new products, services, and offerings. The reason, right, the aha, is that by taking time off, one, you recover and you re-energize. I say you can't pour from an empty cup. And two, you get really clear about what matters and what does not, right? So Everything is not important. Back to 80-20. I think Greg McKeown in Essentialism talks about the tyranny of the urgent versus the vital few. School leaders don't get this. The majority of them. That's what I call play it safe principles. Ruckus makers get this. Everything's not important. The vital few is important, and you can't fall, you know, trap and to the tyranny of the urgent, right? So anyways, I got a lot clearer on what was most important, and then pulling those levers and working on those has produced, you know, great results, at least in the last year, you know, for the organization, better leaders, better schools.
Yep. Danny, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about something that you've built and is coming up as far as the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. Also, everyone that's listening or watching, you know, head over to Better Leaders, Better Schools for more information. You had talked about coaching and some of the things that you provide, but I know a lot of our leaders are always looking for resources and support. So would you talk about this summit real quick and what you're offering?
Yeah, for sure. And this is a great way to level up, to work with me. It's a more accessible way, I should say, because the investment of your time, effort, and financial resources is less than joining the Ruckus Maker Mastermind, which, you know, maybe people would be interested in checking out. But the funny thing, I told Joshua, hey, we're talking all about, you know, self-care, wellness, and this kind of stuff. And I failed to mention that this summer, we're hosting our annual live event, right? And so this one's called the Sustainable School Leadership Summit, and it's all about the stuff that we're talking about. Yes, to sustainability in terms of your own longevity and career in education, right? So if you want to be in this game for the long term, then we're going to be discussing that. But also, how do you create systems and structures and take care of your staff? You know, it is their, ultimately their responsibility, but from a systems level, there's things you could do to promote wellness on campus. We'll be discussing that. We'll be discussing how do we attract people to and retain them to our campuses as well, because I know a lot of schools are really struggling to fill all their classrooms, even just with human beings, right? Like, teacher shortage and subs. Like, this is a real issue. And then we're going to talk about finally sustainability about programs too. So how do you choose programs and that kind of thing? So it's not just a one and done or like a new initiative every single year, because people certainly get initiative fatigue. So it's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, July 12th through the 14th. I chose that location intentionally because the Big Principles Conference is also in Nashville. And I know that some people might attend both events, and this way they'll only need one hotel, one flight, and making it, you know, just super easy to come to. But I think the advantage that my event has, it's all about you, the school leader, and your wellness and health. It's going to be small-ish, you know, 50 leaders. We had 54 in Denver last year, so we'll have 50 or so this year in Nashville. And over 2 days, instead of going to like a million different breakout sessions and being around a million different people and just being a needle in a haystack, like, you're a part of the crew, right? You're going to get individual attention, opportunities to get coached by me. There's times to network and do live masterminding with other, what I call ruckus makers, and actually a lot of open space to implement the ideas. So unlike other education conferences that you just go to 1,000 different sessions, get all fired up and ultimately implement nothing. So nothing changes. We're going to be there, teach a few ideas, and we're going to start putting in the plans and executing while we're there. I've been told, you know, these events are the best in education. And if you'd like to test that out, we'd love to, you know, host you. And if you go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville, you can learn more and you could register. And if you register in the next 10 days by March 15th, you get a jumpstart pass, which is 50% off the ticket. So awesome. Would certainly love folks from the Teach Better, you know, network to be there. I think they'd be a really great fit, you know, for the program.
Yeah. Well, Danny, that's a very impactful, you know, event that you've got going on. I want to, you know, make sure that everyone's going to that link, checking that out. And then of course, you know, for those who are watching, if you weren't in attendance this morning and want to reach out to Danny, you know, like I said, you can head over to betterleadersbetterschools.com and find more information. Danny's a wealth of information. I personally have connected with Danny on multiple levels to gain wisdom and insight from his experience and what he provides. And I can assure you that every time I talk to Danny, I am not only a better leader, but a better person. So make sure that you're connecting with him. As always, you know, for those who are jumping in on YouTube, maybe finding this, but have never joined the Madman Mastermind, you know, we meet every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And you can head over to teachbetter.com/mastermind to sign up. It is free. It costs you nothing, but the value there is immense for those who are looking to connect with like-minded folks, to get a community. And like Danny had said, every leader needs support. So make sure that if it's not with the Teach Better team or with Danny, it's with someone. You need to make sure that you're getting connected and finding ways to, you know, work through really difficult situations, and you cannot do this work alone. So with that, Danny, I just appreciate you so much. Love that you were here this morning. Got a chance to, you know, meet the Admin Mastermind crew and just give so much insight for our leaders.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me, Joshua. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you and the Teach Better team.
Yeah. So I look forward to next week as we're going to dive into combating the negativity, as I know the spring is really stressful and can be a negative space. So looking forward to seeing everyone next Tuesday.